The lines are open. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie. Real music, real opinions. 4CA.
I'm still scratching my noggin about this alternate route that was prescribed on Tuesday. Just bizarre. Normally 740 kilometres, 10 hours. Well, they would be dragged out to 2,300 kilometres, that's 2,300 k's, and 26 hours non-stop. Heading north to travel west from Mackay to Claremont, up to Charters Towers, then out to Cloncurry, then up to Normanton before returning east to Cairns. It is just, well, that's what they're facing. And now there could be another bridge out which will make that one impossible as well. They've quoted here in this Cairns Post article today, the Cairns Council, Division 9, Councillor Brett Old, saying, while the heavy vehicle regulator was just doing its job, he described the alternative proposed route as bananas. He said, I've driven to Canberra in 26 hours. It's ridiculous because if this flood was just a one-off thing, that'd be different. But this is happening all the time. Every year we want to be promoting population growth here. You can't not have food. It's not a luxury. It's essential. This is third world, he went on to say. He was feeling buoyed, though, by the language of the Premier, David Crisafulli, about betterment of infrastructure post-flooding. That's all fine, but now we've still got this issue. Not only that, there's talk now of more of this heavy rain tomorrow and possibly Sunday as well. So we've still got these issues. I just put a call through to Brett, I think. Yes, he's picked up on these in this particular matter and others. Brett, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, mate. I found some bananas there for the photo. You see that?
But I still can't believe that's the best they can recommend for these truckies. I mean, for God's sake, 2,300 kilometres instead of 740.
Yeah, no, it's easy to throw stones and stuff. I guess people down there just try and do their best and work out a route through, and they must have pulled up their GPS map. But the truth is, as soon as they'd only put that out, and 12 hours later, I think, or a day later, the Gilbert River went under out there near Etheridge Shire, so they couldn't have gone that route anyway. I'm not having a crack at anyone either, too, because when a disaster happens, you've just got to do what you can. And this current government's only been in the state government for since October last year was the election. So
yes,
it's not they're doing it. And I've got to say, David Crisafulli personally and his government and his MPs up here, they've been first rate. I mean, I heard Raymond Jo from Hinchinbrook, the mayor down there.
Yep.
He was so thankful for David Crisafulli and for the government, what they're doing down there. It's really helped his area. Terry James and Bree James up here, I've been speaking with. They've got three direct flights. So if people haven't heard, and you probably already did it this morning, I apologise, I've been flat out. I haven't heard if you talked about it or not, but they've secured three direct flights for essential supplies to come up here to Cairns starting yesterday, I think, yesterday evening. And they've been working with Global Express and all the different supermarkets. So I know that's not the ideal long-term solution, flying stuff up or anything else, but that's where the conversation started yesterday when I was talking to the paper, and Nick Tromph made some good comments in there too about fixing up that 10.8 kilometres on the Kennedy Highway between the Lind and Huendon.
Yes.
If they could fix that up, then it's an all-weather road. But it just got me thinking and we've talked about it for years. So someone said to me on Facebook yesterday, oh, you only bring this up after disaster. I said, well, I don't know where you've been the last 10 years, but I've been talking about this a bloody long time. In fact, people have been talking about it since I moved up to Cairns in 1989. Mm. It's just we've got more people here now, more population. So the issues are bigger because you've got more people relying on those roads and highways. My thing is, yeah, and I've loved what David Crisafulli said. You know, he used to be the Deputy Mayor of Townsville, and he was also the Minister for Local Government in a previous state government. So he understands local government needs and the struggles that happen, especially up here in the tropics, because he was the Mayor of Townsville. So he gets it. But back in the 2020 state election, I remember Anne Lay, who's the local government minister right now, she said, you know, they went to the 2020 election, which they didn't win, on the back of the Bruce and the Brad. They wanted to fix the Bruce Highway and bring the Bradfield scheme back up. So I just wanted to look at this for broader thinking. Like, yes, the immediate thing is right now they're bringing in the military. They're going to put a military bridge in, I believe, at north of Townsville there to get that bridge as a temporary fix while they just rebuild it. But they're not going to rebuild it to its old standard. They're going to improve it so it'll be more resilient next time around. But I'm thinking that's great, but we need to think for the next 50 years. How are we going to get all-weather roads up here? Like, we need a new range road, which we've talked about for a long time, and it got me thinking about the Bradfield scheme, like drought-proofing, not just Queensland. We could drought-proof the entire country with our annual rainfall. It just all runs out to sea. And I just think we need some more vision from everyone. And I actually think the way David's been talking, David Christofoli, the Premier, I actually think it might be, when this all settles down in a few weeks and everything else, we've got to get through this wet season. I'll definitely be trying to engage and talk to the new government about what are we doing for the long-term plan to take care of these regions up here. And I think they'll be very open to it because they've been talking about it for years.
Don't go away. There's another article here that an advisor to the mayor, Bree Grafland, I think it is. She's pulled the pin at the council, so there's some sort of issue going on there. You're not a supporter, obviously, of buying up the airport, the Queensland Airports Group. The mayor's suggestion for the council to buy a stake in the airports, estimated to be worth $3,000 million, has been shot down by Deputy Mayor Brett Olds. You're not a fan.
Oh, no, it's not just the idea. I don't mind people having different ideas either, too. So I wasn't, I know it comes across, I'm a bit blunt. I don't know if you've met me a few times or not, but I kind of just tend to say it how I see it. But right now, we've got so much going on at council. We've got the Cairns Water Security Project, which we've got the $87.5 million secured by the Labor government. But the election might be called before the budget gets announced. So we still need to get the opposition to commit to that as well. We got the Bedminster that just burnt down.
Yes.
And that's brought things forward 18 months. We've got EBA, the Enterprise Bargaining Agreement negotiations, which have started for this year, which we've got so much on our plate at the moment at council. A lot of really exciting projects too. The Barlow Park project down there, the 100 days is almost up for the review, for the Olympic review, and that Barlow Park rig upgrade. We've got the Gather Round. There's still we want to be the capital for women's sport. We've got all these great things going on. The Australia versus South Africa cricket. We're trying to compete against Mackay and Darwin. There's just so much going on at council. I don't think right now is the time to be buying stakes in airports personally. And I don't think, I think the mayor just had an idea and went to the media with it. And it's probably not the best way to go about it. So she was excited and she's allowed to have ideas. But you've got to bring people along for the ride. I think it should have been floated around internally at council to see if there was an appetite. Because we don't have huge cash reserves either. That was a conscious decision made back in 2016 to pay down debt and just have a smaller cash reserve. So where are we going to get the money to buy a stake? We'd have to go borrow. There's so many questions. It just wasn't time to run out and get the community possibly have some false expectations. So my comment was, let's just take that idea for what it is, put it in the trash can over here, and let's get back to regular things that we're doing for council, because we're still struggling with last year's Jasper too. That rebuilding phase, that could take another 12 months.
Yeah.
And then we've got these floods happening now, and every single drain we have that backs up to the mountains is full of rubble, tons and tons of rubble, dirt and boulders. So I just think we've got a lot more to be focusing right now. It's great to have ideas and everything else, but maybe the best place to float those ideas isn't in the media in a public way. It's probably better to float them with the peak advocacy agencies around here, because it sends different messages too, because I know some of the other councils have had phone calls from the opposition federally and also from different people in the state government saying, hey, I thought you guys were struggling for money, had your cap in hand, and you're asking us for this and asking us for that, but you've got enough money to buy an airport. And it's just, the messaging was mixed, I guess. So it's not so much that the idea is a bad idea, it's just it maybe could have been handled differently.
Good on you, Brett. Thanks for the update.
You have a good one.
That's Deputy Mayor and Division 9 Councillor Brett Olds.